You're now tuned in to the Jack Talk Podcast. In association with Bin Hot Records. With the coolest host, Rick. Let's chop it up.
Jack Talk Podcast, we back in the building. I am your host, Rick. Follow me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit my website, bhrclothing.bigcartel.com. Tap in with me. I'm here, back on the mic, back at my desk, back in front of the computer, back at my chair, back talking to y'all. You dig what I'm saying? I was actually about to drop a podcast yesterday. You know, I know it's been a while, but if you really think about it, last drop, I did two back-to-back. So really, that's like 2 weeks worth of podcasts. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the good thing about podcasts. You really could drop them joints whenever you want. Of course, you don't want to wait and go too long without dropping, but you really could drop whenever you want. You know what I'm saying? One of these days, I'm going to come through and I'm going to drop Monday through Friday, just bombing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm here, man. I'm just down here, you know, like I said, man, down here in the cave, just sipping on my tequila and I, you know, talking to my people, man. So again, man, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, feel free to spread the word. Help me out, man. You know what I'm saying? It is free. It don't cost no money. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost no money to, listen to podcasts? Yeah, man. Go follow the Jack Talk Podcast, man. Rick be on there talking his talk. That's absolutely free. $0. You dig? And, you know, I'm a real one. So I do it for y'all, so do it for me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, like I said, I'm here working, busting my ass. You know how that go. You know how the adulting situation go for all my adults out there. You know what I'm saying? Pardon me. You already know how that go. I got my car back, man. I got my remote control car back after a year and like 3 months. I just got my car back last week. I haven't even fucking tested it out yet. I just got my fucking gas car back last week. They had my joint for a year and like 3 months. That's crazy. I did not know they was gonna have it for that long. You know what I'm saying? I had told my man Troy, like, yo, man, if I fucking wreck one of these shits again or something like that, I'm going to send it up there to him, man. You know what I mean? See if he can work it out. And if he can't help me out, like, if he can't, like, you know what I'm saying? If it's too crazy or something, then go to the shop. But they had my shit for a fucking year, yo. I don't know what they did with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I know they threw some new tires on that joint, you know? It's clean and it's looking like, you know what I mean? It's ready to do some work, but I ain't even drive it yet, so... You know, I'm going to get to that. I just been running around, man. You know what I'm saying? My son, he got wild more control car, so we just going to hit the parking lot. We going to go crazy. I might let him drive my Stampede, you know what I'm saying, the electric joint, and I'll drive the gas one. But, you know, that's the plan. One of these days, I've been just, you know, like I said, man, working. Then, you know, just, you know, adult shit, man. You know, you come home, you work, come home, eat dinner, like, days be going by, yo. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. So I got my gas car back. That was good. But yo, you know what? Another thing, man. So about like 2 weeks ago, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, right? Because I'm a fan. I listen to the podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. You know what I'm saying? I listen to podcasts, not just like, you know, urban shit. You know what I'm saying? I listen to true crime podcasts, business podcasts, you know, entrepreneurial podcasts, you know, your typical, you know, urban music type podcasts. I listen to storytelling podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm actually a podcast fan. I listen to podcasts and I also study podcasts because I want to make my podcast better. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I can talk and I can speak and I have something to say. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like my point of view on things is good. enough for me to have a platform to where I can actually share my point of view on things. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like I can also hold good conversations. So I'm going to be incorporating, you know, my point of view more, and, you know, having different people on here, just chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? Start bringing up some of my friends on here. You know what I'm saying? Just talking our talk. But I was listening to Joe Budden podcast about like 2 weeks ago. And I noticed that, like, they play favoritism, I guess. You know, like, I guess, like, if it's an artist that Budden don't like, I guess he banned him from the platform so nobody else could talk about him or something. Like, that's how I feel, you know, because last week or like 2 weeks ago when Lil Baby dropped a single, the Frozen joint, and my son Gates dropped a single, the Big Life shit, same day. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to see the Baby single and not see the Gates single. Y'all talk about the Baby single and y'all skip over the Gates joint. And I noticed that every Kevin Gates release, they fucking skip over that shit. It's like none of y'all niggas is a Gates fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a music head. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a fucking music head. I was born a music head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real music head. I used to steal XXL and Source magazines. You understand what I'm saying? Under my desk, I got fucking, man, I used to buy XXLs. I bought XXLs until I felt like, you know what, fuck, there's no point in the body shits no more. I could probably got like 60 XXL magazines under my desk right now as we speak in my drawer. With a Prodigy, I got the fucking, I got the 50 Cent autobiography, and I got the fucking, the Prodigy book autographed right here. Pardon me, under my in my drawer right under my desk right now. Like, I'm a real hip-hop head. You understand what I'm saying? I used to buy CDs and get CDs from to read the back of them to see who wrote what, who's the producer, where they recorded, who they shouting out. I used to like that. You understand what I'm saying? There was a point in time where you know, Chubb Rock was married to my aunt, you know, before they separated, and I used to be at the house in East Hampton. I used to be at the house in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know who Chubb Rock is, just think about the song Treat Him Right. You know what I'm saying? And you'll know who he is. Spent always over there. I come up around music. You know what I'm saying? My grandma Charlene is good friends with Fab Five Freddy. You know what I'm saying? She had a radio show. She had a TV show. Like, this shit I was born into liking music. So if I had a big-ass music platform, I'll be fair. And even if I didn't like it, I wouldn't stop my co-host from talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas, feel free to talk about whatever music you want to talk about. Shout out the artists that you want to shout out, because we here to push this thing forward. And every time my son, if my son was whack, then it's whack. If it's whack music, fuck it. Toss that shit in the trash. Whack is whack. I don't care who you is. You know what I'm saying? Whack is whack. I understand that. But I'd be like, yo, why they always be? I tried to tweet this nigga and all that. And I would do that shit for 50 or anybody that I feel like, yo, why don't they do that? I'm not just trying to act like it's just Gates, but that's who I'm noticing, because I'm a fan. I know some make dope music. And it's like, yo, y'all purposely skip over that. You know what I'm saying? Drake could fart and y'all niggas would talk about his fart for fucking 50 minutes. Sometimes I be skipping past that shit. Like, yo, I'm tired of hearing about this nigga. Like, y'all talk about everything this nigga do. Like, it ain't all that. You understand what I'm saying? But it's all good. It's all good, though. But like I said, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to come on here every episode and I'm going to give y'all a verse from the people that I like. Because I'm more of an underground. You know what I'm saying? Like, my music palette may be a little different than normal people. Shit, you know what I'm saying? So maybe I could come here and I could put y'all on to some of the type niggas that I'll be listening to, and you know, some of the verses that I like. You know what I'm saying? Word up. That's how we on it, man. I took a pain pill. Got pains to steal a Navy SEAL. I'm in the game for real. Ain't where I want to be, but it's paying the bills. Still, I got you under my control. I only come around when I want to. I know the feeling went to other code when the person that you want doesn't want shit. If I was you, then I would block my page. I'd be flexing hard, me and babe. None of this was spite out of hatred. I'm
be doing this too late. I don't go and see the voodoo lady. Know that I'm protected by the angels. Like Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest. I'ma make you love me on my games. Genuine with you. Here go my feelings. Take them and walk. I'm so sick of these niggas. They get in your business and bring your car. Stealing your images, playing their car. They go to sticking your name in a problem. God be with me, I take it all. I'm one of them, I'm not afraid of them. Are you in search of the big light?
Come on, man. That's Kevin Gaye's Big Life, new single. Shit fire. You know what I'm saying? Shit fire. Son is definitely my top five favorite rappers of all time, man. I stand on that. Anybody, like, it just is what it is, man. And if you never, like, dug into his catalog, don't comment. Be like, yo, nah. Go listen to Son catalog and then come holler at me. Let's have a talk. Kendrick, man, yo, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, artists like Kendrick, man, if you haven't seen it, Kendrick has a new video. You know what I mean? It's The Heartbeat Part 5. He changes into a couple different people, you know what I'm saying, during the video, which is mad creative. And, you know, like I said, man, Kendrick is a GOAT. He's a GOAT. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I see people... Oh, Kendrick, whack, this, and that. If you really could say Kendrick Lamar is whack, you don't fucking know music, my nigga. That's just my opinion. Again, I know music is subjective, but come on, man. Kendrick is too talented to call him whack. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I be saying. Like, he's different. He's different. Because you got some people who stick to the same formula. You know what I'm saying? Let's use Drake for an example. And I wanted to, you know what? Let's use Drake for an example. So Drake went viral, right? Because he put a post up and some dude was like, yo, imagine something about the ghostwriting shit, right? So Drake said, I just followed your wife. She's bored or whatever he said, right? That shit whack to me. You dig? That's whack. That's corny to me because... it's not that man's fault that you got help with your pen, right? Now, it is what it is. I don't know what, like, that's always going to be there. It's always going to be that question. What did Drake write? What he didn't write? I don't give a fuck if he dropped 100 bars tomorrow. Somebody's going to be like, yo, I wonder how many bars somebody, I wonder how much of this he got help with. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody's going to say that. That's just a stigma that you have to live with. Like, that's a part of your career. You can't get mad. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody's like, oh my God, Drake, that shit won't dope. That shit won't dope, nigga. That shit corny. Oh, you follow his wife, nigga. Follow my wife, nigga. Like, you will get nothing, nigga. Like you think that people think, oh my God, Drake, he has money. He's this, he's that. Like, nobody give a, like, a real person is not going to give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I don't have Drake bread. I don't have Drake bread. But I bet you my fucking bottom dollar, nigga. Drake couldn't do nothing with my wife, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Absolutely nothing. I'll stand on that, nigga. And that nigga got 100 million, and I don't. And the nigga couldn't do nothing, nigga. Nothing. Nothing, nigga. Absolutely fucking nothing. So... that don't mean nothing. Everybody went super crazy because this nigga could fucking DM this nigga. Like, come on. That shit corny, man. Rap. Give us a full rap album. Like, and I'm a Drake fan when he raps. All that singing shit, I'm cool, man. Toss that. I'm cool. You know what I mean? Give us a rap album. I feel like you and T's intimidated to make a full rap album. You know what I'm saying? Because he hides behind the excuse. He hides behind the excuse of... my fan base is too big for me to make just a rap album. My nigga, you ghostwriting rumors couldn't stop you. Your fans are going to buy your shit or make a double. Well, I guess he kind of did that with the Scorpion shit. But nigga, we want an all rap album. Fuck that. Because at the end of the day, you a big enough artist. Your fans ain't fucking going nowhere, my nigga. Make a rap album. Just make a rap album and then come back, make an all R&B album, then go back and mix it up like you want to, whatever. Nigga, you Drake. You already who you are. You can do whatever the fuck you want right now. Like, these niggas don't be pushing the envelope, man. Like, I'm telling you, my nigga, if you listen to niggas, like, yo, if you really sit down and listen to niggas, there is not mad replay value, and niggas is mediocre. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm not necessarily saying Drake is mediocre, but he ain't like, it's like you're going to know what you're getting. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know what you're getting. Kendrick, you don't know what the fuck you're getting. You just know you're getting some fire. You just know you're getting fire. That last verse with Nip, come on, man. You can't just write that. Like, that's everything he said in that verse sounded like something that Nipsey would say and that Nip would stand on. That shit was fucking fire, man. Salute to Kendrick. Salute to Kendrick, man. And speaking of Drake, yo, fake Drake, go sit down, my nigga. Fake Drake, fake Dirt, and fake any fucking body else, man. I'm not with that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I was arguing with my man Corey on the phone. Really, like, we was really probably going back and forth about this shit. Like, yo, fake Drake, go sit down, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if it's a bag. Yo, all money ain't good money, in my opinion. I'm just not with the impersonations, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm Rick. Fuck that. I don't need to impersonate nobody. I'm me. I got a son. I don't want him to impersonate nobody. He poppy. You know what I mean? Like, why? Like, I just seen a video that they shooting the music videos as these niggas. Nah, man. Y'all niggas is doing too much. Chubby Drake. You're not even Drake. You Chubby Drake. Sit your ass the fuck down, my nigga. For real, dog. You're not Drake, man. You're not Drake. Why do you want to be known as the fake Drake? Okay, you get in the bag right now. But when that hype goes, because it's going to go, because nobody... And then, yo, I seen a video of this nigga performing somewhere. Somebody paid fake Drake to come and fucking perform. You just as bugged out as him. Everybody in there is bugged the fuck out, yo. For real, yo. If you can sit here and pay a fake... Yo, what the fuck? Yo, what is the world coming to, my nigga? For real, yo. What is the world coming to? Niggas is paying the fake Drake $5,000, $10,000 to come to their fucking birthday parties and perform. This ain't Drake. That gotta be a fucking man. Yo, you really gotta be something wrong for you to sit here and say, I want the fake Drake to come and perform at my birthday party and I'm gonna pay him $5,000. Are you crazy? Y'all bugging out. Y'all bugging out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bugging out. Fake Drake, fake Dirt, fake whoever. Y'all bugging out, man. You know what I'm saying? The only people that we respect is the Michael Jacksons because they've been around since forever. Y'all niggas running around here fake Drake and all that shit. Nigga, you going to be fake Drake when your ass is back at the motherfucker pizza spot at Pizza Hut when all this hype die down. Come on, man. Be yourself, yo, and get popping. Be yourself, man. Like, for real, yo. Got another clip I want to play before I get up out of here. My rant, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man.
This issue's been ruled on by the courts. I knew that question was coming. I believe in the First Amendment. It's one of our most precious rights. However, the First Amendment does not protect people from prosecutors using it as evidence if it is such. In this case, we put it as overt and predicate acts within the RICO count because we believe that's exactly.
Damn. So that was, who is this lady? That was the prosecutor, right, in the Young Thug RICO case. If of course everybody I'm sure knows by now, Young Thug and his crew was picked up. I'm not too sure how many people it was, but I know if I'm not mistaken, it was around 30 some people picked up on like RICO and racketeering charges and things like that. And it's a sad situation, but at the same time, you know, these people, man, like, they're going to use your lyrics against you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is with this era and why they feel like they have to overshare things. Even if you out in the street doing dirt, you don't have to say what you're doing, when you did it, why you did it, and how you did it. The goal is to not get in trouble. The goal is to stay free, get the money. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're a musician, when you get into the game of music, leave the streets alone and tell your story from a past point of view. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you need to be like, oh, I'm a street rapper, so let me be in the streets and tell the street shit that I'm doing right this second. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. The game is fucked up. The streets is fucked up. Everything is fucked up. There's no guidance. There's no OGs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing out here. It's just a bunch of young niggas running wild and being stupid. There is no OGs. These niggas is young as shit. Their OGs is like 18, 19, 21, 22. Come on, my nigga. I don't want to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm not no jail nigga. You know what I'm saying? What Avon said, nigga, I don't know nothing about jail, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, my nigga, what? Jail? Who the fuck want to be in jail? Like, seriously, let's talk about it. Who want to be in jail? I'm not no jail nigga, man. Say that. But what? I'm not real nigga because I'm not in jail. Nigga, I'm one of the real. Anybody who listening to this shit, nigga, I'm one of the realest niggas you niggas to ever hear speak. And I mean that shit. And I don't mean it on no gangster shit. I ain't no sucker in no way, shape, or the form either. But I don't mean it on that. I just mean it on morals and principles, nigga. I'm one of the realest niggas. That's why I feel like my podcast should be the fucking one of the biggest podcasts. Because I got a real point of views, man. I don't try to shit on nobody. I don't try to clown nobody, use nobody as no stepping stones, none of that shit. You know what I mean? And I don't, that what? I'm not real because I ain't going to do no time in jail? Come on, my nigga. I got three kids upstairs. Fuck I look like going to jail. Fuck I look like wanting to be in jail. Nigga, my wife ass so fucking soft, nigga. She upstairs right now waiting for me to finish this podcast so I could come up upstairs. What the fuck I look like going to be in jail? Come on, man. That's dumb shit. Let alone, and I'm a working man, family man. Let alone being a multimillionaire. What the fuck? What? Y'all niggas is going to jail at being multimillionaires, man. Come on, my niggas. We got to use our fucking head, yo. Like, this shit get me pissed off. Every time I turn around, nigga going to jail. You don't have to be street no more. Now, granted, if you was in some shit before you popped, and then you got to figure that out, then fine, cool, whatever the case, right? But y'all got to know that everybody on your social media ain't who, yo, you know how many fake pages and fake accounts it is on social media? Y'all niggas tell on yourselves, man. They got, nigga, look. Y'all niggas think that The Wire is just a show. But look what they was doing in 02 with The Wire shit. And the codes and breaking that down. Or fucking beepers and shit. That's real. That's rooted in shit. What do you think they're doing now? Y'all niggas got 1 million, 2 million, 3 million followers, man. I guarantee you 20% of them motherfuckers is cops. With a whole bunch of different fake pages and shit. I don't give a fuck how detailed the pages is. That shit is fake. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Y'all gotta be more smart. Stop telling on your fucking selves, man. And when you can get out the street, get the fuck out the streets, man. And young niggas, listen to me. If you got a younger brother, a younger cousin, play this shit for them. Y'all niggas don't want to go to jail. I seen a video. I'm going to get back to the Young Thug shit, but I seen a video. Y'all probably seen it. It's a viral video. Niggas was in school. Young niggas. Looked like they was in middle school. My daughter age. My daughter's in the 8th grade going to 9th grade this year. She going to 9th grade. You know what I'm saying? 3 more weeks of school. She's in 8th grade. These niggas look like they was in her grade. Niggas is packing heavy metal. One nigga had 3 guns on his little ass. These niggas weigh like 100 pounds. With 3 fucking guns on them. Y'all probably seen this video. If you didn't, look it up, man. It looks ridiculous. It looks ridiculous. And that's why I raised my son the way I raised my son. Don't you get nowhere next to nobody like that. None of them little niggas. You a king, you a fucking leader. You poppy. Tell my son that all the time, my nigga. You different. You're not going to be one of these knucklehead-ass kids running around doing dumb shit just for the sake of doing dumb shit. Y'all niggas is listening to Lil Durk and all these artists drilling this and drilling that and doing this and doing that. These niggas live in mansions. Now, I'm not saying about that they haven't done, you know what I'm saying? But these niggas is in mansions, man. You niggas is in the hood. These niggas is not coming back to the hood like how you be in the hood. They're coming back to the hood, security'd up, you know what I'm saying? In and out. Niggas is not fucking coming back to the hood like how you think they may be in the hood by the way they rap. These niggas is living a comfortable ass life in a gated community somewhere, chilling with mad bread, mad cars, a big crib, taking care of their family, my nigga. Don't be stupid following these fucking multimillionaire rappers. Use your own fucking brain. Use your brain. Niggas is out here talking about drilling and ops and all this dumb shit. Go get a job, a career, a trade. Stop following these fucking these niggas is multimillionaires, my nigga. Their job is to go on stage. Niggas is going on stage, getting $1 million a show, $500,000 a show, $20,000 a show. These niggas is not in the fucking hood, standing around with guns on them for no fucking reason. That shit is crazy, the way you look and you see these young niggas with no fucking guidance. Because they OGs is some bum ass nigga who don't even got shit to show niggas. You can't look up to the OG because you probably doing better than your fucking OG. And that be the problem. And that's based off that fucking video I seen. Go look that video up, man. It was like fucking a bunch of kids and this one nigga like, yeah, man, look at my shorties. Look at my, these niggas had to be in the middle school, my nigga. These niggas was mad little. Everybody had guns. Come on, man. Y'all niggas like 11, 12, 13 years old with 2, 3, 4 guns and guns all in your book bag. Y'all in school at the basketball game or whatever y'all was doing, pep rally or whatever it was, with all these guns. For what? Soon as them shackles hit your motherfucking wrist, mom, stop acting like y'all niggas is that fucking tough, man. It's ridiculous. You don't need to do this, my nigga. It's nothing in jail. You don't go in jail, sit in an 8x10 cell. You know what I'm saying? Your celly feet stinking, jerking off, motherfucking shitting next to you and all that shit. That's how you want to be? Living with another grown-ass man, smelling his shit all fucking day? Or you want to be upstairs rubbing your wife's ass as y'all watch a movie together? Think about it. It makes no sense. It's no comparison. Y'all niggas is bugged out. Y'all niggas is in here, guns, guns, guns. Cool, my nigga. Do that. Drill, go ahead. Be thugs. Do all that shit you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Because when I upload this podcast, I'm going upstairs and I'm rubbing on something real nice and soft. Y'all niggas got the game fucked up. Y'all niggas better stop following these fucking rappers and hanging on to every word that they say. Take this shit for art. Enjoy the music. Stop trying to be these niggas. Stop trying to be like them. You're not like them. You're not living their life. Stop doing that shit, man. Now let me get back to this Young Thug situation. So apparently, you know, Young Thug, they're labeling Young Thug's crew a gang, the YSL. I'm a fan of Thug. I'm a casual Young Thug fan. You know, when I come across his music, I listen. And sometimes I check it out. know what I'm saying? I like his features when he's featured on somebody joint and things like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I'm the biggest Young Thug fan. I know all his music, but what I do know is they're planning on using some of his lyrics against him in court. This is another thing you artists got to stop doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, really realize that you guys have a fucking... You're living the dream, man. You're living the dream, yo. You get paid to go on stage, perform. You get paid to go in the studio, write music. You understand what I'm saying? You get flown around on private jets. You go stay in the best fucking hotels. You make what people make. You make in one fucking hour what people make in 3, 4, 5, 6 years. All type of this shit. Why jeopardize that? You know what I'm saying? I get it, my nigga. Everybody's from the hood. You feel like you gotta, even me as a man, I gotta get up in the morning. I gotta go to work. If I don't work, bills get don't get paid. Kids don't get shit. I don't get shit. Wife don't get shit. It's a trickle-down effect. I get that. But you niggas is out here jeopardizing your freedom for nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be worth it. Never, ever, ever will it be worth it to be a multimillionaire still in the street trying to thug it out. Stop doing that, man. Stop rapping about your crimes. Stop doing that. They're not fucking around. You niggas is young black millionaires. Do you think, whether it be Atlanta, New York, well, they do not want to, listen, they don't want to see no fucking you niggas, all you young black millionaires, they don't want to see that shit. You think they want to see that? You think they want to go and look on the TV or come home and their fucking kid, their preppy kid is fucking rapping some Young Thug shit when the kid is just rapping this music, but the kid's dad is a cop who has a vendetta against Young Thug because he knows that Young Thug did XYZ and he ain't never get locked up for it. You think that dad likes that? You think that cop dad likes that? Or that lawyer dad likes that? Or that DA likes that? Or that prosecutor likes that? That their kids is fans of these gangsters, these criminals? That's how they look. They don't look at y'all like musicians, talented individuals, creative minds. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at y'all like that. They look at y'all as gang banging, thugged out ass nigger criminals. That's how they look at you. That's how they look at you. And if you was out here in the streets getting busy and your name was ringing, you know what I'm saying? Cops know when a nigga name ringing. They know. You think they want to see you now go get rich? You really think they want to see you get rich? They don't want to see you get rich. Why do they want to see you get rich? Man, they gonna try and throw the book at you. I don't know how true it is, but I heard they was had surveillance on these dudes for years. You see how foul that is? They will watch you for years. And they will watch you. They will watch you do some foul shit, or, you know, they will watch you. They will watch you do some criminal shit and let it rock just to build the case. Just so you can't fight it. Because they say, yeah, we got you on tape doing XYZ. And you know you did it. They will do that, man. So my advice to anybody trying to do anything, if you were doing something illegal and then you go legal, just be legal. There is no in and out, two sides. You can't have one foot in, one foot out, none of that shit, my nigga. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care if somebody call you soft. Oh, yo, that nigga soft. He ain't responding. My nigga, I got $10 million in my bank. I don't give a fuck if you call me soft. Like, is you crazy? You understand? Never worry about somebody else's perception of you. You understand what I'm saying? Come on, man. Nigga gonna think what he gonna think. I never been the rowdy type of nigga. I say this shit all the time, and I stand on that. I never been rowdy. Never. So I don't know if niggas think I get busy, I don't get busy. That's not up for me to determine. You understand what I'm saying? It's not my job to make you feel that I can or can't, whatever. My shit work. I will say that. I say that all the time. My shit work, nigga. I'm just the type of person, once you're talking a lot, cool. I'm now tuning you out. I'm not arguing with nobody. I've never been that type of person to be sitting here arguing and this, and that. Put your hands on me. And I'm going to perform. I promise you I'll perform. Just touch me. I'll perform. I will perform. Trust me. You niggas got to learn to just get the bag and be successful and change the cycle. You have to break the fucking cycle, man. They do not want to see you young black niggas with money, man. And y'all still ganging. Like, yo, hold on. Before I get up out of here. Hold up. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, because the tequila got me. You mean? The tequila got me. You mean? Hold on. I'm trying to look for something because it goes. You know how when you fucking trying to find something, shit disappear, right? Now, if I was to go upstairs, the shit would be every fucking way. I'm tight, because now I can't fucking find this shit, man. I can't find it. But what I'm looking for is actually a clip of 50 Cent, man. Remember when 50 Cent did the joint with, I think it was 6ix9ine and Casanova, when he came on the joint, he was like, I am not gang, I do not gang bang. He said that his first two bars was, I am not gang, I do not gang bang, right? In an interview, he says, listen, man, that's how they get you with that Rico shit. I'm trying to stay far away from that shit. That nigga said, I'd rather take a homicide than a fucking Rico case. Look it up. It's on Instagram. He broke it down. And it's like, yo, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we got to do better, yo. Now, my thing is this. What is this going to do to the Atlantic? What is this going to do to the Atlanta scene? What's this going to do to the Atlanta scene? Because I see documents going around saying they going after Lil Baby and them next, this and that. Like, yo, think about Atlanta. Think about how many young black people getting money from music in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta is like, that's the spot. You think that these people wasn't sitting here trying to come up with a way to really put a fucking dent in that shit, man? You know what I'm saying? You think these people was really sitting around and not coming up with a way to put a dent in that shit? Come on, man. We got to do better. You know? We got to do better. At the end of the day, if you get into a privileged position to say, oh, shit, I don't got to be in the street no more. Then don't be in the street. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. People be into street shit and things be happening and you got to, you know, stand on what you stand on. I'm not here to discredit that. And I'm not here to even knock nobody that has to get it how they live. But I'm talking about for the rappers who's still trying to be in the street and rap. You know what I'm saying? And actually rapping about what you're doing right now. And it's never worth it, man. It's never worth it. And the youngest got to know that, yo, these niggas, man, these OGs, y'all niggas better find some new OGs. Your OG is supposed to be somebody you can look up to, somebody that's doing good, somebody that's standing on morals. You know what I'm saying? If you look up and your OG bummy, your OG fucked up, how the fuck is he your OG? You know This nigga is doing down bad, but he an OG. What type of jewels or knowledge he giving you? Your OG can't be fucked up, my nigga. That shit don't add up. And when I say fucked up, I don't mean he got to be the richest nigga in the world. None of that shit. I'm talking about like your OG got to be like a man of morals and principles and look like he's striving to do something. Your OG can't be laid up, you know what I'm saying, on your floor, but he your OG, but he on your floor. Like, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to ride on these niggas and this and that. Like, nah, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, I'm going to watch this Young Thug case. You know, I just seen that Casanova pleaded. You know what I'm saying? They say he facing 5 to 60. You know what I mean? Copped out or whatever the case. But, you know, I'm going to watch this Young Thug YSL shit because I'm curious to see. I personally think that they've been plotting on this shit for a while and now it's time to strike. You know, I feel like they've been sitting back like, nah, it's too many young niggas out here. They gangs. And if you really think about it, that shit's like a slap. I'm not saying it is, but they look at this shit like a slap in the face. Like, yo, all these little motherfuckers is just richer than us. One of their cars is our pension. You know how they talk. One of their cars is our pension. Nah, it's just seeing them in a picture with showing $1 million and all this shit. They don't like that shit, man. They here to break up all that whole infrastructure. So we'll see what type of hit that the Atlanta music scene take behind this. You know what I'm saying? And if they do take a hit behind this, I wonder what will be the next, you know, region to, you know what I'm saying, get their shit bubbling. Cause Atlanta had this shit on lock for a long time. And it's unfortunate that I'm saying this niggas is getting locked up and shit. But we'll see how that shit play out, man. I think they're gonna be trying to lock a bunch of people up on some dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's on some bullshit charges, I think they're gonna start throwing the cuffs on motherfuckers to get them scared and, you know what I mean? Shake them up a little bit. You know how that go. Even with the people with Young Thug shit, they're going to snatch a bunch of you niggas up because it's a RICO case. They're going to snatch a bunch of you niggas up, even though they only want a couple of you niggas. They're going to snatch a bunch of you niggas up and, you know, yeah, they're going to weave them through. The weaker niggas going to talk. And you know how that go. A couple niggas going to talk. A couple niggas going to walk. You know what I mean? They know who they want, and they know how to get them. You know what I'm saying? So let me snatch everybody up. Let me throw all these big numbers at y'all niggas, and we gonna weed them out. But again, man, I wanted to come in, talk my talk. I'm almost done with this tequila. I'm almost done with that tequila. Might go up, pour a little more on the way up. Might pour a little more on the way up to the bedroom. You dig what I'm saying? You catch my drift? You know what I'm saying? Do you catch my drift? Budden, stop hating on my man Gates, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop hating on my man Gates, Budden. You bugging out. I don't like that. Calling the spirit of a jaguar, chase out that energy right now. Meditator jumped in the past car, and the engine trembling right now. Only positivity in this space, we keeping it safe right now. I don't know what's gonna go on, but around she comes, girl, child. Don't mean no thing what people say, cause you still gone shy. No matter what, you beautiful on the inside. It's no lie. Calling the spirit of protection, I got steppers around me right now. I done grew into my power, I ain't gotta be careful, not now. See, I done grew into my power, I'm speaking with the spirit on the mountains. Stop hating on my man Gaze, buddy. But yeah, man, that's the episode. I appreciate everybody for checking me out. Hold on. Again, hit me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. Hit my email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. And we here, man. Also, don't be scared to send them emails, man. Come on, man. Hit me up on the email, jacktalkpodcast@gmail.com. I'll get with you. I won't put your name in it. I'll read your email, give you my point of view. You need some advice. You need some gems, whatever the case. I ain't got to put your name on it. Hit me up. But yeah, man, I'm going to sign out. Again, if you're listening to the podcast, you like this content that I'm creating, I'd appreciate you if you just tell somebody about it, man. It's free. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely free for you to just be like, yo, go fuck with Jack Talk Podcast. It's free. That didn't cost you no bread. No bread. It costs no bread to just say, yo, listen to Jack Talk Podcast. No? I bet, yo. Check them out. Shit dope. Hold me down, man. But yo, man, I'm about to sign off. I'm out of here, man. That's this week's episode. And like I said, man, who knows? I might drop tomorrow. My camera is supposed to be here. So, you know, I'm going to check that out. See if I can get that going. And I'm going to get with y'all, man. But again, appreciate y'all for listening, man. I'm out.